Hello, beautiful creators. This is Kirisha King. You have probably heard the platitude that you can be and do anything that you set your mind to in life. And this is absolutely true to a very large extent when it comes to worldly accomplishments and the typical objects and things that people tend to desire to accumulate and consume. But riddle me this, riddle me that. What exactly is worth being or doing in this world when all karmas that are based in worldly attachments and desire are bound to lead to suffering for yourself and others? How do you make the best decision for what to pursue within Maya when all of it, and particularly your pleasure-seeking goals, are traps that keep you bound to form with? At the very basic level, your life force energy and the power of all that is being harnessed and harvested to reap material rewards that will eventually decay and fade out with time. Today, for the sake of a day on the beach, a new car, a house with a kitchen island, an attractive new mate, or even pooping on diamond-crusted toilets, most people's life force energy that comes free and abundantly from nature has been commodified based on their physical expressions and roles within Maya and sold for even less than what is considered a living wage in most cases, when life itself still has, as far as I know anyway, no monetary value even after the invention of societies of convenience and accumulation. Everything that was once free from experience itself to soil to cow dung, at the very least, now requires a budget of your breath and time to acquire things that only simply keeps you trapped in a quest for more and more and more and more. Ice cream is done when you eat it. The house falls apart with you living in it. Need some repairs. Makeup needs replenishing. You have to put your face on. And so on and so forth. The quote-unquote great conquerors and enslavers of the world all lose their empires eventually. Empires and mansions and cities that millions of people die and suffer in vain to build, and many gained immense wealth within, only crumble to dust, and their relics get held in museums for tourists to pay small fees to look at while browsing through historical sites and peering behind plaques hinting to times of past glory. The most famous celebrities, so fancy, lose their attractiveness with time as the fleeting attentions of fans wane and those in their generation eventually die out. Every discovery or invention shared with humanity, as well-meaning as many of our great inventors have been and may be today, create problems when devices that overpower and alter nature get into the wrong hands, only to multiply misery in the world for millions and billions. Dynamite was eventually used to blow people up, although that was not its original intention. And not surprisingly, splitting the atom resulted in the same fate. Even spiritual teachings have led to numerous massacres and wars in the world, and not to mention millions of gatherings steeped in paradoxical ignorance, enlivened with theatrics, smoke and mirrors, lights, camera, action. Action with attachment is guaranteed to bring suffering and pain. This is how the perpetual cycle of karma works. So what exactly does one do with this knowledge when he or she is physically expressed in this world as a Homo sapien who lives in societies that require attention of some kind at even the most basic and fundamental level to keep your body alive and to walk the spiritual path? Because you kind of need your body to be here and do that.